Hi, my name is Glenn Block, and I'm a program manager on the Windows Azure SDK team, and today I'm going to show you how to deploy a Node.js application to Windows Azure. There are several ways to deploy a Windows Azure application: websites, virtual machines, and cloud services. Now let's go create our website so we can deploy our application to Azure. So what we're going to do is we're going to use the Azure portal, which you can see here. From the portal, I can manage websites, virtual machines, cloud services, etc. And you can see that currently I don't have any websites. So I'll click on Create a Website to create a new site, and I will call it GB Express because I'm going to be using the Express framework. Now I'll click Create Website. It should just take a few moments for it to create my site. Okay, the site creation has now completed. And now if I click on my site, I get taken to a dashboard, and from that dashboard I can see various statistics about my website, such as CPU time, number of requests, etc. I can go now and reset my deployment credentials. And that will allow me to set my username and password, which I will use for deploying my application to Windows Azure. So I've now set my credentials. And the next thing I'm going to do is to set up Git publishing. Now, the nice thing about Windows Azure sites is I can deploy to them using Git. Okay, so you can see that my repository was created, and I now have a Git URL that I can use for when I create my local repo. Okay, let's switch now and create our Node application that we're going to deploy to Azure. So as I mentioned, we're going to use Express, which is a popular web framework, to create our application. So I'll make a directory called ExpressGB. Now Express includes a really nice scaffolding tool that you can use for generating a basic web application. So the first thing I'll do is go and install Express. And I'll specify -g so that it installs it globally so I can get the scaffolding tool. Okay, I can see now that Express has been installed, and this will allow me to run the Express scaffolding tool, which will generate for me a starter web application. So I can see that the tool generated for me a basic application, and it includes a package.json, which means that there are dependencies that need to be installed. So I'll run npm install to install those dependencies. Okay, the dependencies are now installed, so let's just run our application. So it tells me that my server is listening on port 3000. To port 3000, and we can see Welcome to Express. Our application is running. So before we deploy our application to Windows Azure, what we're going to need to do is to update the port that our application is listening on. Because when I'm hosted in Windows Azure, Azure will supply the port. So I'm going to do process.env.port or 3000. And what this will do is it will still allow the app to work locally, but it will also allow it to work in Windows Azure. The next thing I'm going to do is call git init to turn my local application into a Git repo. And I'm going to go and add all of my files to Git and commit them. And next, what I'm going to do is I'm going to need to add my remote. So if we go back to the portal, you see I have this Git URL here. I'm going to copy that URL and then do a git remote add Azure. And I'm going to specify the URL that I got from the portal. The next thing I'm going to do is git push Azure master. And then it will ask me for the password that I previously specified in the portal, and it will publish my files to Windows Azure. So my deployment is now happening, and if I switch over to the Azure portal, you'll actually see that real time it is updating to let me know that a deployment is in process. Also, if we switch back, you can see that it ran NPM. Now, in this case, I've deployed my modules, so there were no modules to download, but I could have used a gitignore file and not published my modules, and then those modules would have downloaded automatically once I deployed my application. Okay, so my application is now deployed. Let's switch back to my dashboard and click on my site URL. There you go. You can see that my application has now been deployed to Windows Azure. And I can also go to the Scale tab, and that allows me to scale up the number of instances that are running for my application. And I can also move to a reserved mode, which allows me to have a dedicated virtual machine where all of my sites run. You've just seen how easy it is to deploy a Node.js application quickly to Windows Azure. You've also seen the Azure portal and how you can use it to monitor your deployments as well as to manage your Windows Azure sites.